I have a really urgent message for all Christians. Living in this world today, Christianity is, you know, of course, has been perverted. You saw many of the churches pushing COVID vaccines, for example, mRNA, demonic technology to infest the bodies of Christians, many of whom died from that. And now we have also a demonic narrative to infest the hearts of Christians. And that demonic narrative is a narrative that there is one group of people who are God's chosen people, only one group, no one else, and that that group of people is not only allowed to kill other people, but encouraged to kill other people. This is how we are getting the genocide in Gaza and the mass death and suffering and the cover-ups of all of this, the bombing of hospitals and refugee camps, the murder of doctors and food aid workers, etc., all being done under the name, under the label of God, that people say, we are God's chosen people. And then many Christians are saying, well, we have to support this group of people in order to be good Christians. I am here to tell you that that path is a path of absolute existential self-destruction. If you have in your heart the vibration of hatred and death and destruction toward others, towards any group of people, then it's not that God will destroy you, but you are destroying yourself. And the only Christ-like vibration that is legitimate is a vibration of universal love for all sentient beings. And this extends beyond all of humanity to include all animals, to include even all plants. And as I'm discovering in recent experiments, it also includes, there is a lower level of intelligence found in chemistry, in molecules, everything, literally everything that exists in physical matter is at some level tapping into intelligence. I'm not saying that rocks have brains, not at all. But I am saying that as crystals form, they tap into intelligence. And I've already proven that under the microscope by publishing photos of intense microscopy responding to conscious prompts. So I don't have time to go into that right now, but I've published all those photos on naturalnews.com if you want to look at that. But here we are living in a world where many, many Christians say, well, we have to kill those people, or we have to support Israel killing those people because God chose us. We're God's chosen people, or this group is God's chosen people. And so they have this hatred in their hearts, and yet they think that Jesus is going to return and save them. And many of these people believe that if they start World War III, or they initiate the apocalypse, or they start the timetable of the end times, or if they could just get events to line up with the book of Revelation, then they think that Jesus is going to return and save them. And those people who hold those beliefs and who simultaneously hold the belief of ethnic supremacy, believing that they or someone has the right to kill other groups of people, I'm telling you, that belief system is false, it is antichrist, and it is incredibly destructive. And these people will destroy themselves, and they will destroy their souls, not just their lives here on earth, but they are putting black marks on their souls for eternity. In essence, their Akashic records or their book of life, whatever you want to call it, will be imprinted with these actions, thinking that death and destruction of the other group was a godly thing. And that is incredibly offensive to creation and to the laws of reality that our God has built into the created universe. So I hear people on social media say things like they hate Islam. They hate Islam. They hate all people who are Islamic. So that is a spiritual suicide statement to say that you hate all people who follow Islam, even when Islam, by the way, recognizes Jesus as a prophet, whereas Judaism doesn't recognize Jesus as a savior or a prophet at all. But to say that you hate a specific religious group, it doesn't harm that religious group, it harms you. It imprints hatred into your heart and into your soul. And it makes you the enemy of you, not that Islam is the enemy of you, or any other religion, or Judaism, or whatever. Similarly, any person who claims to be a follower of Islam, who also holds in their heart extreme hatred towards someone else just because they're a Christian or just because they're a Jew, that also is the antithesis of what our Creator implores us to understand. And so obviously, a person of any religion or any religious upbringing is capable of perverting that religion and turning it into a justification for hatred, which leads to self-destruction. So my urgent message to all Christians today, but it extends beyond all Christians, it's to everybody in Islam, Buddhism, Sikhism, Hinduism, atheism, you know, you name it, is your survival depends on you having love in your heart for all other sentient beings. That is your spiritual survival. It's the only way that you actually transcend this simulation is by expressing universal love. That's your ticket for, I don't know, you call it victory or success or graduation from the simulation, whatever you want to call it. Love is your ticket, not hatred. And when I see so many of these so-called Christian Zionist pastors like Gregory Locke and others whose hearts are filled with hatred and rage and death, I pray for their souls. I pray that they would turn and learn that they are on a path of self-destruction. They're not on a path of destroying the other. They're on a path of destroying the self. And it is the self-inflicted wounds that are the worst. It's a self-betrayal. It's a spiritual betrayal at a cosmic level that people are engaging in when they express mass hatred towards everybody else, mass hatred of people of a certain ethnic group. You know, you hear this from time to time. You hear people say they hate Islam, or you hear people say they hate white people, or sometimes you'll hear people say they hate Hispanic people, Latino people. All of these are statements of ignorant people. And we must pray that they mature and grow and learn to overcome this, because if they are stuck in that vibration of separation and hatred toward the other, it's actually just a reflection of self-hatred. Every one of these people, like, I guarantee you that, you know, Locke or others who speak like this, just filled with rage and hatred, in every case, there's a wound that they experience, sometimes as a child, sometimes as a young person. There's a wound where they were betrayed by someone typically important in their life. Sometimes it can be a parent. Sometimes it can be a friend. Sometimes it can be a former spouse or another family member. But they have been betrayed. They have been wounded. And instead of addressing the resolution to that wound, they turn around and they use that wound to weaponize their own heart against others, feeling as if they can hurt and destroy enough other people in their world, then somehow that will make up for the hurt that they were caused, the betrayal that they felt. So it's always a projection. When you encounter somebody who is filled with hatred, it's a projection of their own self-loathing. It's all it is. You're watching a mirror that can speak. Even, you know, throughout history, the history of racism, think about it. In the old South, in the U.S., in the plantation days, you know, a lot of Southern plantation owners would speak in very derogatory terms about black people or how much they hate black people. Well, that can only come from a place of separation, thinking that they are different than us. If you think about it, the slave plantation days was very similar to what Zionism is today, in the sense that the plantation owners believe that we are God's chosen people, and that we, or they would say to themselves, that they have the right to rule over the lesser humans that they owned as slaves, and they felt like they could do anything to those slaves. They could beat them, they could punish them, they could rape them, they could abuse them, they could starve them. This is exactly what Israel believes today, or Zionism as a philosophy, believes that it is superior, that it is chosen by God, and therefore it can inflict these wounds upon other people around it. And just like in the Old South, that belief system was demonic, and it was a reflection of a conflict within the self, as it is today in Zionism. Zionism is a wounded philosophy of projection of existential suicide. And that's why it's no coincidence that a large number of so-called Christian Zionists literally believe that they have to accelerate the destruction of the world, the bringing on of the end times, the apocalypse, in order for them to finally achieve their highest purpose in their belief system. In other words, total self-annihilation is the end goal for redemption. Now, think about that. What kind of people believe that mass suicide is the necessary step for redemption? Well, we've seen this before in every suicide cult in U.S. history and elsewhere around the world. We saw this with the Heaven's Gate cult that was in California, I think back in the 1990s, perhaps. They thought that if they all committed suicide together, you know, self-annihilation, then they would all be rescued by the alien mothership that was hiding behind Halley's Comet, I think. And they believed that, and so they all committed mass suicide in their apocalyptic belief. Well, Christian Zionists share that same belief, just with a different story. Their story is, hey, if we could just start the end times and we could, you know, rebuild the temple and we could sacrifice the red heifers and we could destroy Israel's enemies and, you know, mushroom clouds and this and that, Jesus will come back and lift us up because we are God's chosen people. That belief system is a self-inflicted suicide cult. And it has nothing in touch with reality or with the teachings of Christ or even with what the book of Revelation literally says, because it doesn't say any of that at all. I've studied it intensely and I've taught it. I've read it word for word numerous times, and it does not say any of those things. So my urgent message for Christians especially is that if you are going along with mainstream Christianity, especially sort of the Schofield version of Christianity that is supporting Israel, you have been deceived. You are not following Christianity. You are following a church of Satan, and you are going to destroy yourself. You won't destroy Israel's enemies, you will destroy yourself in this process. And the easy litmus test on this is to ask yourself, do you endorse or support the annihilation of any group of people based on their ethnicity or their religion or the place where they were born? And if your answer is yes, then you are in a suicide cult. And it's time to escape that. It's time to get out. And the very first step of getting out of that suicide cult is recognizing that you're in a cult. Christian Zionism, as practiced today in America, much of it is a suicide cult or a death cult. So recognize it, and then you can begin to peel away the layers and start to escape that cult. And that process is actually straightforward. You can revisit the teachings of Christ, the teachings of universal love, universal respect for life, the understanding that every human being is a child of God, that a portion of God's spirit exists in every single human being. And the innocence of a child is a reflection of the miracles of our Creator. And then you can compare what you have been taught by perhaps your church or your pastor or an influencer or the media or whoever. You can compare that against the teachings of Christ, and you can ask yourself, wait a second, are these consistent? This idea that we have to kill everybody in Palestine, we have to bomb all these children, we have to destroy all these enemies, we have to bomb the hospitals, we have to bomb the churches and the mosques and the refugee camps. Is this Christ-like? What would Jesus do in this situation if Jesus were the prime minister of Israel? What would Jesus do? Would he bomb hundreds of thousands of human beings into oblivion? The answer, of course, is no. He would not. And so if you are supporting anything that is diverging from what Jesus taught and what he practiced, then you are not a Christian. So you're not leaving Christianity to leave a cult that falsely calls itself Christianity. You are, in fact, returning to real Christianity and leaving the perverted Decepticon version. Think about it this way. The further away you move from the teachings of Christ, the further away you are from authentic Christianity. The closer you are, or the more aligned you are with the teachings of Christ, the closer you are to real Christianity. And just because a belief is popular in our modern time does not make it Christian, even if every Christian you know is going along with it. You know, simple pop quiz. If you have a room of 100 Christians and 99 of them say, kill the babies, but one of them says, no, wait, that's not Christ-like, then should you go along with the 99 or should you go along with the one? You should go along with the one, because the one is aligned with the teachings of Christ and the 99 are antichrist in their behavior. And you don't need the approval of the 99 in order to make your decision. All you need to do is recognize the true teachings of Christ, the universality of life and divinity in all living creatures, all conscious beings, and then most of the answers become self-apparent. And it's interesting because Christians already know this. They argue for life, for protecting life when it comes to abortion. They say, well, that's a child. That's a child that just hasn't been born yet. They call it an unborn child, in fact. And they say it's wrong to kill that child. So think about this. Think about this. Is abortion wrong in Gaza, according to a Christian? Because you see, the way a modern Christian thinks, it's wrong to kill an unborn baby in Gaza because that's abortion, but it's right to bomb the baby to death once it's born because Jews are God's chosen people? You see the obvious contradiction there? Right. So if your belief system has you thinking it's wrong to kill babies in the womb, but it's right to bomb them after they're born, then you are in a cult. You are in a cult. If you can see it, good for you. It's time to escape the cult. If you can't see it, if you're feeling a lot of resistance, if you hear this and I'm describing you and you're like, no, that's not true, you're in a cult. You're in a cult that you refuse to see, or you're incapable of seeing it. And it's not even a difficult cult to recognize. It's kind of obvious when they're bombing so many innocent women and children to death. It's kind of hard not to see it, actually. You have to weave an incredible delusion of sorcery and spells around your psyche in order to go along with it. And that's the role of people like Gregory Locke, is to weave spells and sorcery and deception in a demonic fashion in order to create a, an inability for people to see the obvious. And that's how you know, by the way, that Israel, the current leadership of Israel, is actually demonic, because they are rooted in deception and sorcery, not in truth. They have no fundamental respect for life. They have no universal principles at all, other than their own religious racism, religious supremacy. We are God's chosen people, therefore we can do anything we want. Well, if the whole world acted like that, then it would be the end of human civilization. We would just wage endless wars until everybody kills each other, right? But you see, that's the perfect reflection of what these people are doing to themselves. So people who go along with that ethnic supremacy, they are, in fact, destroying their own souls. So it's funny, because Christians always talk about being saved. I was saved, or they say, I was born again. Well, you can be born again right now. You can be saved right now by exiting the cult. You can initiate your own saving. God is ready to embrace you. Christ is ready to embrace you. If you are diverging from the teachings of Christ, that's on you, not Jesus. So it's you that needs to reject the cult and needs to come back to the teachings of Jesus if you want to be saved. In other words, yeah, Christ died on the cross for your sins, but you won't be saved if you continue to reject what Christ taught and what he showed us. You will destroy yourself, even though he went out of his way to save you. But if you want to save yourself, he's already done the hard part for you. All you have to do is stop being filled with hatred and disgust for other children of God. It's very simple. So clarity on this is really important. I want to encourage you to check out a channel on YouTube known as Aaron Abke, A-B-K-E. I've interviewed Aaron. He's an extraordinary teacher, a graduate of Oral Roberts University, former young pastor. And his teachings are so much on the mark on this very issue. Aaron Abke is a spiritual trailblazer for our time. And if you watch his channel and you follow even a little bit of what he teaches, you will find yourself to be a person more at peace, more resonating with love and Christ, living more in harmony with the world around you, and less obsessed with death and destruction and domination and power over others. So check out Aaron Abke's channel, or check out my interview with him on Brighteon.com. You can just search for his last name on Brighteon. It's Abke, A-B-K-E, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So thank you for your interest in this topic. Thank you for having the patience to challenge yourself and to think about these issues, and the courage to get yourself out of the cult. If you're still in one, you can climb out of it, and you can do so starting right now. Yes, it takes courage and effort, but if you weren't a person of courage and effort, you wouldn't be listening to this in the first place. So you have everything you need to make this happen. All right, thank you for listening, and God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch, and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.